I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, awkward at the Smithsonian. President Trump took a field trip to the Museum of African American History and Culture. Stephen Colbert tells us who signed the president's permission slip. Jimmy Fallon reports that it was getting awkward between Ben Carson and Trump. Find out what the president said. And Seth Meyers shows us what's wrong with how Trump denounced anti-Semitism. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
An exciting day. Exciting day for President Trump, because he went on a field trip to the Museum of African American History. He was so worried Steve Bannon wouldn't sign his permission slip.
President Trump today visited the National Museum of African American History and Culture as part of his ongoing quest to find Barack Obama's birth certificate.
Hello. I saw this morning Trump spoke at the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C., marking the first presidential speech that was broadcast with a 7-second delay. Just in case.
Now, at the end of the tour, Trump honored the greatest figures in African American history, like Sojourner Truth, Booker T. Washington, and Ben Carson.
I love this guy. He's a great guy, really a great guy. And he can tell you better than me, but I'll tell you what, we really started something with Ben.
Yes, Trump really started something by hiring Ben Carson. It is the greatest achievement for African Americans since about 4 weeks ago when we had a black president. But since then...
President Trump today denounced anti-Semitism after coming under pressure to address recent incidents involving Jewish institutions across the country. Let's look at a clip.
I will tell you that anti-Semitism is horrible, and it's going to stop, and it has to stop.
Wow. He denounces anti-Semitism with the same energy you use to thank your aunt when she gives you socks for Christmas. These are good. I will wear these. Socks are good.
And make no mistake, as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson has his work cut out for him.
HUD has a meaning far beyond housing. If properly done, it's a meaning that's as big as anything there is. And Ben will be able to find that true meaning and the true meaning of HUD as its secretary.
Yes. I believe Ben Carson will find the true meaning of HUD. Just like in the beloved children's story, How the Grinch Stole Housing. That's so good.
Actually, Trump went on a tour of the African American Museum with Ben Carson. Things got awkward at each exhibit when Trump would turn to Carson and say, friend of yours?
Hey! And Trump recognized other African Americans serving in government. He honored them the only way he knows how.
I also want to thank Senator Tim Scott for joining us today. Friend of mine, a great, great senator from South Carolina. I like the state of South Carolina. I like all those states where I won by double digits, you know, those states.
Yes, he loved those states where he won by double digits, but he seems to hate the country where he lost by millions of votes.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.